Over the past several decades, shrubs and young trees in the Northeast have been cleared for development or grown into mature forests. As those habitats have declined, scientists say so have more than 65 species of birds, mammals, reptiles, pollinating insects, and other wildlife. Charlie Vandemore manages the 5 national wildlife refuges already established in Rhode Island.
We're proposing to establish a new national wildlife refuge called the Great Thicket National Wildlife Refuge.
Vandemore says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has identified specific locations throughout New York and New England that are important for these shrubs and small trees.
Within the large area that we've identified in southern Rhode Island, we would be allowed to acquire up to 3,200 acres based on willing sellers, of course, and if we have the funding available.
By law, Vandemore says the government would offer landowners fair market value for their property, but acquiring 3,200 acres could take decades. In the meantime, Vandemore says residents can help by planting native shrubs.
Perhaps there's a patch of milkweed that folks would put in their yard. That would really help the monarch butterfly. So we all are in this together and everybody can help.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is taking public comments on the new wildlife refuge proposal through early March. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.